I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
DSW's semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear your intuition stories.
Hmm.
I've said this before. I'll say it again. I think it's a woman thing.
What?
I think men can have it, but I think women
are more like open to it.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Because maybe because of your childbearing a bit, like there's, you're more in tune with Mother Earth or something.
We're also just more in tune with our brains. And you know that's true.
I don't think you said that good,
like,
but
we pick up on things and we're like, A plus B does equal
something.
C.
Yeah, but you also invent A plus Q equals. Erica.
No.
I mean, but so we want your stories of when you just had a feeling and something. I remember one time when we talked about this, a woman was like, she went on a date with a dude, charming. She was older when she called the show. She was like, charming man, very good looking, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I don't know. He wanted to take me home. I was like, nah, whatever. Years later, saw him on the news, Ted Bundy.
Wow.
Charming.
Yeah.
Ming.
And handsome, right?
So handsome.
Yeah.
I would have been at the dinner. Yeah, I wouldn't have any of that.
Like she just had this feel like, and like he was so good at disarming people, like making them feel like you shouldn't have any intuition here. And she was like, I don't know. I remember somebody else had that same feeling about a local person. They were like, there was this kid that I was like, he'd always hit on me when I go out or whatever. And I just, something rubbed me. Like, I just, nah. Everybody's like, no, you should go out with him. And he ended up being somebody notorious who killed his parents or something.
Whoa. What the heck?
I know.
Okay, can we get some that aren't this scary?
Yeah, I don't think they all have to be.
But if you are that scary, definitely call it.
Yeah,
if
true.
If you have something like that.
That big, we would definitely take it. But like, we need more like, I thought about it. I was craving shrimp scampi. And I was like, nah, not tonight. And then everyone who like got the shrimp scampi hurled. Like you had to do.
You just didn't feel it.
The universe. You got your girls.
I don't know.
Intuition hasn't hit. Oh, but you're more in tune
well,
with your brain.
Intuition hits every single day, but that just means we don't get into the bad situations.
But can you
we
name
aren't
one?
Even at the dinner with shrimp scampi.
Or
or Ted Bundy.
Imagine you're sitting there and he's feeding shrimp scampi right. And you're like, I'm going to barf as my last official act on Earth.
Right.
Oh, I would have done both.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't eat shrimp scampi, would you?
He probably would have convinced me. I like this guy. I'm such an idiot.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So here's what we're doing. If you have a story that blows our mind in the intuition department, we'd love to hear it now. 303-222-5423. You may call. You may text.
I don't know if I have any intuition
then
stories.
Then why are we even taking calls if nobody in this room has one?
Because other people do. Like, there's this one story of this person was at school with a buffet line. And
was this going to be shrimp scampi?
She was next to one of her classmates who she didn't know well. Nothing happened. Might have said a word or two to him. I went to sit down next to my now husband. We hadn't been dating long. He whispered that I should never be alone with the classmate that was next to me. I asked for more. Okay, this gets really dark. They later found out that he did horrible, horrible things to multiple classmates.
Oh.
but the husband didn't know that for sure.
He'd but just he like said feeling. He had like, the intuition.
Yeah. He did?
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay, so as of this moment, I'm saying it's going to be mostly men who call.
No way.
Because neither one of you two no, have a story.
But there's going to be women who are like, and then I knew.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to stop talking because the
there was
of this.
One, like, here's, this isn't, like, I've told this story before, but I don't know if it's intuition. But we've used it for, like, when your dog saved your life. Like, I was sitting on my bed, laying on my bed, and my dog's like, and staring at the ceiling fan. I'm like, what is going on? And I like got up to go, Moj, what is going on? Ceiling fan, it was like, and
what?
Like, spun itself off, crashed into my bed, drywall everywhere. And it was like, Mojo's intuition was like, that effing thing's going to fall. It did not, it was showing no signs of like.
It maybe sounded different and he was able to hear it.
I don't like that because that's one of my T-hack biggest fears.
Is a T-hack flying off the ceiling.
Also that.
No, like the ceiling fan. It was not wobbling. It was nothing. It was like.
Wow.
So my dog, but like my dog's intuition and then my intuition to go, instead of going, Moj, cool it. Right. I like got up and I was like, what is wrong, dude?
Wow.
And then it was like, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You ever had intuition, T-hack?
No.
Okay. I mean, well, let's go.
Every once in a while, like I think like when you're DJing and you can kind of see you're like that crowd over there is something's going to happen. But it's always like they're drinking. I don't know if it's intuition. They're drinking. You could just kind of see a rumbling start. And then you're like, hey, security. Keep an eye over there.
Bartenders always know before anybody else. They're like, yep, this is going to turn into it. You can smell the the adrenaline in the air or something.
Or bartenders, sometimes people walk in and they're like, this guy's going to be a problem.
Wow.
The one that, like, it's hard for me to talk about this because it hits a little too close to home. But the one that we hear a lot for intuition is like, you're at a four-way stop.
Oh, yeah.
Or the green light, red light. And then like your light turns green and you're like,
I'm going to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Semi goes rolling through. I mean, that happened to me. I went through and I don't know how they didn't hit me, but it's like, that wasn't intuition. I don't know what the hell happened that day, but that is a story we get a lot. We're just, you're like, I don't know why, but I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
Or like you had, I shouldn't say this one, but I'm going to anyway. There was somebody, I remember when we've talked about this before, that like my friend had tickets to a movie premiere and I didn't go.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It was
Batman
in
Aurora. And they were like, not feeling it.
I don't like that.
I don't like it at all. But that's okay.
Intuition.
All right. If you've got a good intuition story, unlike everyone else in this room,
whoops,
we would love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing intuition stories, despite the fact that I didn't see no one in the room would have a story for it.
I knew this would happen.
Candy.
Guy.
Guy. You are disguised, and clearly your name is not Candy. What was your intuition story?
Well, I had twins back in 1994, a boy and a girl. Okay. Loved them very much, but through their whole life, I always had dreams at night that I would lose one of them one day.
What?
And in 2004, it came to fruition. My son passed away on June 29th.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry.
It was going to happen. Yeah. It was very hard.
How did you... Like, you just knew.
Your body just knew.
Yeah, I just knew I would lose one of my children.
I am very sorry.
Yeah. Have you told people this before?
Yeah.
Have you had any other intuitions?
No. Not really. Wow. Not to this degree.
So just this one thing and then
it... Massive thing, yeah.
The whole time you had to be hoping that it wouldn't come true, obviously.
Right. That is just a dream, of course.
God, please don't let me be right about this. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And for some reason, I wasn't completely always sure, but I was pretty sure it would be my son.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Candy. That's like the heaviest thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How? You don't want to be right.
I know, but you've got to feel like it's got to be a different feeling, I would imagine, than just
Okay, Kelly.
Yay.
Intuition. What happened to you?
Yeah, so I was in college and I was on break and I was living back at my parents' house where I grew up. I'd come home from my internship like I always did, parked outside of my parents' house, went up to the keypad at the garage door and just got this overwhelming feeling that something wasn't right. Turned around, went back, got in my car, and I drove around the block, which was actually about a mile. Got back home. My mom's car was there. The garage door was open. Walked inside, and there had been burglars at our house. She walked in on them.
So if you had gone in, you would have been the one to find them.
Yes. And on afterthought, I actually feel very guilty that I wasn't the one that walked in on them. But
they didn't hurt your mom, though, did they?
No, they ran from her, fortunately, and took off.
But it's hard to say what they would have done with a younger woman. Mm. Sad to say.
Yeah.
There was no evidence of a break-in. You just felt it.
No evidence at all. I just felt weird. Yeah.
And to be driven to do something that doesn't make any... I'll get back in my car, drive around the block. Like, it doesn't make any sense other than...
No, it makes no sense. That's not something I would normally do, and it was bizarre. Yeah.
Wow.
Still think about it all the time. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible, Kelly. Yeah. Wow. Anna?
Yay.
Intuition, what happened to you?
Well, just a few years ago, I really thought that my son was breathing weird. I couldn't even describe it to my husband very well, but I just kept getting this gut feeling about it. Okay. So I took him to the pediatrician. They said he was fine. I did not feel good about that at all. And a couple of days later, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take him to the ER. And yeah, he ended up needing like oxygen for a couple of weeks.
Whoa.
So you caught something, you felt something that the doctors missed.
Yeah, because I was just like, he just doesn't breathe like that when he sleeps normally.
Just know your kids, I feel like.
I know, but I feel the same way, but if you take them to somebody who's gone to 10 years of school and internships and whatever, mm-hmm. and they go, there's nothing wrong with your kid, then you just let it go. Unless you... I hate to say it, but men do. And thank God for women.
I feel like moms have that.
Because you just have... Nope. I'm not taking no for an answer. There's something wrong with my kid.
Yeah, that's impressive.
So he's probably, I don't like pushing moms too hard on this, but he's probably alive only because you had that gut.
I know it would have been like a big respiratory issue long term,
you know, like not being able to play sports in college or things. I don't know if it ever would have turned like deadly. They didn't really act like it was this huge, serious, he could die thing. But I want him to have those opportunities.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, but I mean, oxygen feeds your heart, feeds your lung, right? Everything.
Wow. Yeah.
Way to go, intuition. Christine?
Hi.
Yay. Intuition. What happened to you?
Okay. So when I was a kid, my dad, he would never, ever, ever wear a seatbelt. And, you know, everything was fine. We were out here flying around these streets.
I just, hold on a second, day, Christine. I just need to address some of the faces in the room. I grew up the exact same way.
What?
Nobody in my family, I was a teenage driver. I never put it on until the car started going like, boom, boom. Like, you just got in your car and you went. Whoa. You didn't wear, like, and then at first they put it on the thing, so it, like, automatically went over you. It was remember that terrible thing?
That was to trick you into wearing
it? Yes, it would just
force you to?
You had no option.
The shoulder part would go across you, and you had to do the lap yourself.
Okay. Wow.
So there were two different buckles?
Yeah. No, the shoulder was just on you no matter what, and then you just buckled. Anyway, now it seems so weird, but I grew up, no one in the car, everyone in the car was going to be a projectile. Were we to crash? Yeah. Okay. So go ahead, Christine.
Yeah, that's what it was like growing up. And then this one time, my dad, we were driving along. My dad was like, I feel like I should put a seatbelt on. And he put his seatbelt on. And literally a few minutes later, we got T-boned.
What?
Whoa.
But he made you guys wear seatbelts, right?
We wore seatbelts.
Okay, thank God.
Just never.
So he cared about his kids, but he'd like, he was like, rolling the dice.
I'm an adult. I'll be fine.
And then it just hit him.
Yeah, he's definitely a do what I say, not as I do guy.
Gotcha. But something made him put it on. If he wasn't wearing it, he would have been thrown from the vehicle probably, right?
Absolutely. Oh yeah, luckily, God, everyone was going slow enough. It was like a stop sign situation. Uh-oh. And like nobody died.
But what if...
We were okay, but it was crazy.
Has he ever said... What? Like, was it a voice in his head? Like, what made him?
Someone appear in his face?
And to say it out loud.
Yeah, to go like, I should put my seatbelt on. What?
Yeah, he just said he had a feeling, I feel like I should put my seatbelt on.
Whoa.
I like it.
Okay.
I get that feeling every day.
Okay. For you, it's called anxiety. It's not what we're talking about.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.